I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The trading on China's stock markets has been suspended for the second day this week after prices plunged by more than 7%. An automatic shutdown was triggered less than an hour after business opened. Steve Evans reports from Beijing.
After the crash in Chinese share prices last year, the authorities tried to prop up prices. Fearing a further slump, they prevented large-scale selling of shares by big Chinese institutions. They also instituted a rule that a 5% or more drop in prices would trigger a halt in trading. On Monday, official media said it was a rare event, now though repeated 3 days later. China has also spent about $20 billion this week trying to prop up prices and exchange rates.
The White House says the United States, South Korea and Japan have agreed to launch a united and strong international response to North Korea's latest nuclear test. President Obama has spoken by phone to the South Korean President, Park Geun-hye, and the Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe. Mariko Oi is in the South Korean capital, Seoul.
There have been some high-level discussions between U.S. President and South Korean President, and there have been reports that they're possibly considering beefing up the U.S. military presence here. We don't know exactly what they're talking about, but in the past, after the previous nuclear test, a similar measure was taken, and at that time, it included a stealth fighter as well as the B-52 bomber, so it does indicate that the military tension could escalate.
The governor of California, Jerry Brown, has ordered new safety measures and tougher inspections at gas storage facilities across the state. The move is in response to a massive gas leak at an underground storage site near Los Angeles. Huge quantities of methane, which is far more potent than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas, have been spewing into the atmosphere since October. Community leader Paula Cresium explained how the leak is affecting local residents.
The actual methane that's coming out of the well is not what's causing people to be sick. It's an odorant called mercaptan, and that odorant is what's causing people to become sick. The methane's lighter than air, so it goes up, but the mercaptan tends to drift down into the communities, and it's designed to be an irritant, and it is certainly doing its job. It's making many people sick. We've got about 2,200 families that have left their homes out of the 13,000 that are living there.
The company behind the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline is suing the U.S. government to reverse its decision denying it a permit to build. TransCanada is also seeking $15 billion in damages from a trade tribunal. President Obama blocked the project, saying it would harm the fight against climate change. World News from the BBC. The U.S. Defense Department says two Yemeni detainees held at its military prison in Guantanamo have been transferred to Ghana. The Pentagon said one detainee had been approved for release since 2006 and the other since 2009. To provide a stable country could be found to receive them. The men who've never been charged are not allowed to return to Yemen. The Guatemalan authorities have detained a group of ex-military officials on charges of human rights abuses committed decades ago during the country's civil war. The 14 people detained include the 83-year-old brother of a former president. Here's Candace Peart.
Guatemala's Attorney General, Telma Aldana, said it was one of the largest cases of extrajudicial killings in Latin America. She referred to one case in particular. 2 years ago, the bodies of more than 550 people were found in mass graves near a village called Plan de Sanchez in the northern highlands. Most of the dead were women, children and elderly people of the Mayan Achi indigenous community, killed as part of a military campaign of massacres to suppress support for left-wing rebels.
A policeman in the U.S. state of Texas has been charged with perjury over statements he made about the arrest last year of a black female motorist who later died in jail. Brian Encinia said the woman, Sandra Bland, was combative and uncooperative when he stopped her following a minor traffic violation. She was found hanged in her cell 3 days later. A campaign group says the Sri Lankan security forces are continuing to torture some ethnic minority Tamils a year after President Maithripala Sirisena came to power promising reform. The 15 men and 5 women, most former Tamil tiger fighters or child recruits, told the International Truth and Justice Project they'd suffered extreme violence at the hands of the police or military intelligence in the past year. That's the BBC News.